Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav. Amud Beis begins Parakira, many intricate halachas about Shehiya, Chazara, and the like. One basic machlekes brought in the Gemara between the Chachamim and Chananya, whether or not if a person has a food which is cooked, K'mayachol ben Drusoy, but it's not Mavushal Kol Tarkai, is he allowed to make a shehiya? Is he allowed to put it on a fire on Erev Shabbos, which is not garof ekatum? An open fire, Chananya says is permitted, and the Chachamim say it's not permitted. And the Gemara has a machlokes, is our Mishnah like Chananya, or is our Mishnah like the Chachamim? If you look in Rashi, the Brahmaskal Ad Sheyigroif, Rashi explains what's the reason why there's an Isser. So Rashi says, Mishum de Moisev Hevel. The reason why it's Usser to put something on a fire without a grufa or a ktuma is because it's Moisev Hevel, it adds heat. The time of parishna the parak de la'el, shami yechata b'kachalim, and if it's Moisev Hevel, Rashi says, look back to the Flamadal Ramad Beis, where the Gemara says that it's connected to the Isser of a concern. Perhaps a person's going to be mechata b'kachalim, and he's going to make a havara on Shabbos. So the Rishaynim, including Tosfos and others, say that it seems from Rashi that Rashi learned this Mishnah is not only discussing Shehiya. Rashi seems to be saying that our Mishnah is discussing Hatmana as well. Because the primary reason for the Isser Hatmana, which we'll get to more in Perek Bamet Taimnin, is Moisef Hevel. Being Matman food, literally hiding food in something which is going to increase its heat, is showing that you're planning on cooking this, you want this to be cooked well, and perhaps you're going to come on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, to do a Maisa Havara, to have it cook even better. And the Rishonim ask two primary questions on Rashi. The first question is, if our Mishnah is talking about Hatmana as well, our Mishnah has a heter called Grufa or Ketuma. And the question is, how is Ketuma a heter? Even when it's Ketuma, it's still being Moisev Hevel. And they bring a Raya from the Sugya Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara over there says, if I have a remetz, which is a coal, which is mixed with Afer, the Gemara over there says that it's Moisev Hevel. And the second question is, Chananya over here is Matir, whatever the Mishnah says is Aser, Chananya says is Mutter, even without a Grufa or Ketuma. How could Chananya possibly be Matir HaHatmana if it's still being Moisev Hevel, without a Grufa or Ketuma? So the Rishonim answer both of these questions as follows. The answer to the first question, this that we see, that even by a Ketuma, it's Moisev Hevel. The Ran in Klali Shmua at the end of the Sugya, which is found on the Rif, writes that Rashi holds that even though Gefes, which is said in the Mishnah, is Moisev Hevel, there in a Chanami, it's usher to be Matman anything in this Gefes, because that is Kol Shaita V'Shaita, Moisvi Havla. However, by Gechalim that are Ketumais, if I have coals that I put Afer on them and I cover it with Afer, those are slowly going out. Not only aren't they Moisev Hevel, those are Poiches Hevel. So in a Chanami, perhaps that remetz that's mentioned earlier, which is Moisev Hevel, Rashi would agree that I can't put my pat on that. However, Gechalim that are really Ketumais are not Moisev Hevel, there Rashi would agree that a person could put his pat there on Erev Shabbos. And then Meiri adds a very fundamental point, and he says that when a person is Matnin in Gefes, he's showing that he's Mechavin to warm up this pat on Shabbos as much as he could, because it's Moisev Hevel. But when a person goes and makes a Maisa Ketima, he brushes away, which is Grufa, or he puts Afer on top of a fire, he's showing pretty clearly that all he's trying to do is B'mayit the Chaim, and not to cook on Shabbos. So perhaps, even if B'mitzis it's Moisev Hevel, by him showing that he's trying to cool down the fire, therefore there's no concern of later Shem Yechata B'gechalim. Now the second question that the Rishonim ask, that according to Chananya, who says that even without Grufa Ketuma, the Shehiya in our Mishnah is Mutter, so according to Rashi, it should come out that Atmana should be Mutter as well, even without a Grufa Ketuma. So the truth is, that if you take a look in Tosfos, the beginning of Bamet Taimnin, Tosfos actually brings a Shita as Rabbeinu Shmuel that says that even my Atmana, there's a Heter of Nispachal Kol Tzarkai, Ulachalapachas Kamachal Ben Rusoi. So you could say that perhaps that's Shita's Rashi as well. And if you look in the Ritva HaKadashim over here, and the Chassam Sofer, they all say that there's a Shita that even by Hatmana, if I have food that's already cooked, Mechel ben Drusai, then it's going to be mutter to do the Hatmana even without a Grufa Ketuma on Erev Shabbos. However, the Rishayim argue on Rashi and they hold that Shehiyah is one thing, Hatmana is something else, and our Mishnah is only discussing Shehiyah and not Hatmana, and Hatmana seemingly would not help by a Grufa or Ketuma, and they bring a Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel that says that our Mishnah is not Hatmana. Rather, what is it? He says it's a Kisei Shel Barzel, Vakdeiro Yesheves, V'hitluyo Ba'avonim O'Bechietze Bahen. Aval Hatmana Al Gabi Gecholim Divrei HaKoyel Aser, the Kaimalon Hatmana B'Dover HaMois of Hevel, V'Oid Yoyim Aser. It would seem from the Rabbeinu Chananel that we shouldn't bring that Hatmana is anything which is touching the fire. If it's touching the fire, then it's looked at as Hatmana, and Grufa Ketuma is not going to help. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish on Gimel, this seems to be Machlokes Beis Yosef and the Rama, the Mechaber and the Rama. If something is touching the fire, is that considered Hatmana, where Grufa Ketuma is not going to help? Or perhaps if it's only touching the fire, that's not considered Hatmana, and there Grufa Ketuma will help. Have a wonderful day.